Blog Talk Radio.
Not being productive, being empty. You know, But God said he was healing us in this service. He was healing us in this service. He's healing us in this service already. Acts 10 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good and healing all manner of sicknesses and diseases. For the Lord was with him. Hallelujah. Yes, Mama, you are welcome. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Thank you, sir.
Yes. How's the family, everybody doing good?
Yes, sir. Happy New Month, sir.
Amen. It's a glorious month. It's a happy month. Yes.
Amen.
It's a glorious month, triumphant month. Mama, I've already said it, that it's the blessed February 2024. We receive that prophetic word in the name of Jesus. Yeah,
Amen.
We have a prosperous February 2024.
Amen.
Blessed February 2024. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I want to take the first 20 minutes and then my wife is going to come in. Quickly, I want to touch on this barrenness a little bit. Because we have to follow the spirit. We are trying to follow the spirit. Barrenness here, from the revelation I got, means emptiness, lack, want, need. It meant poverty. It meant hardship. It meant failure. And at the same time, God promised to heal every one of us tonight. And then give me Isaiah 35, verse 1, says, I will rain upon your death. God told Israelites, I will rain upon your death. There was a time when the Israelites were experiencing a kind of barrenness, emptiness. They were experiencing hardship, frustration. They were experiencing difficult times. And God spoke to them through the prophet Isaiah 35, verse 1, say, I will rain upon your death. That emptiness, I will rain upon your wilderness. The desert shall blossom. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto thee, the excellency of Hamer and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. God is Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rapheka. He is the doctor that does not refer a case. He is the doctor that is equal to every circumstance. So he is the doctor that is higher than every other doctor. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rapha. In Isaiah 15, Isaiah we just read, 15:26, I will not put any of these diseases on you that I put on the Egyptians. I am the Lord that healed thee. God is our healer. He came to heal us through Jesus Christ on the cross. When Jesus died on the cross, he took 39 stripes on his bare body. 39 stripes. And those 39 stripes took away all our sicknesses and diseases. There are 39 major diseases in the world. 39 major sicknesses in the world. Jesus took all our infirmities. All our causes and fears and enchantments, took all our bodies, took all our sicknesses and diseases upon itself on the cross on Golgotha Hill. And that's why the scripture says, by his stripes we were healed. In Isaiah 53, verse 5, it says, by his stripes you are healed. Then it hasn't taken place. When it took place in the New Testament, the Apostle Peter, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, now reported, by the stripes of Jesus, we were healed. Your healing is not today or yesterday. Your healing was done on Golgotha here. over 2,000 years ago when Jesus took upon himself all our sins and sickness. The iniquity of us all was placed upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. Now, in the New Testament, we say we were healed long time ago. All you need to do is to appropriate this healing into your life. You need to receive it. You need to claim it. You need to acclaim it. You need to say it. You need to speak it. You need to, you know, put it on yourself that Jesus on the cross of Calvary has taken away all your sicknesses and diseases. And by his stripes on his body, you will heal of whatever pain it is, whatever sickness, emotional, you know, sickness and disease are in various forms. More of the time, we think that sickness and disease must be headache or fever or cold or coronavirus or cancer or, you know, malaria. That's our own idea of sickness. Sickness is not only those things. It's wider than that. It's wider than that. If you are sick in your mind, emotion, if you are worried or you are disturbed inside your spirit, the person is sick. Okay, if you are poor, you don't have enough money to eat the type of food you want to eat. If somebody is poor and is not living in a home, not living in a, some people live in gutter. They live under the bridge. Some people sleep inside the forest, inside the woods. Even in this winter, in this snow, some people are still sleeping in open forest. You know, go to some part of DC, go to some part of Maryland, you see people are still living inside the woods. They are homeless. So they can't afford it. And so they are very uncomfortable. You see, that's a sickness. That's a disease already. Poverty is not a blessing. I say it again. Poverty is not a blessing. Poverty is a curse. And we must reject it. It didn't come from God. God did not put poverty on you. The blood of Jesus washed away the spirit of poverty and hardship. Barrenness is not a blessing. Barrenness is unable to produce, to reproduce. It's not a blessing. You know, God is healing all those things. Read through the Bible. God healed barrenness, healed poverty, healed frustration and failure, and all these things, negative things the devil brings into people's lives. God is able to heal them. He healed all our diseases. Healed all our sicknesses. And he supplies all our needs. He's the all-sufficient God. The all-sufficient God. He healed all our diseases. He supplies all your needs. He's the all-sufficient God. He's the all-sufficient God. All we need to do is to hook up with him and just flow with him. Let him be your personal Lord and Savior. Receive him into your life. Open up your heart and let him dwell in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. What can you do without him? You need to give your life to him. He can heal you of all your problems. You know, 2 Chronicles 7 verse 14. Say, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will heal their land. See, that's 2 Chronicles 7 verse 14. God is very willing to heal our nation. Healing is it's for all. See? But look at the condition. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Say, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. I'll seek my say and turn from their wicked ways. Then God said, I will hear from heaven, and then I will heal. God is very, very ready to heal the people. But are you ready? Have you turned from your wicked ways? Have you repented? Have you confessed your sins and forsake all your evil ways and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation of your soul and for the healing, for your redemption and deliverance? Have you turned to the Lord Jesus Christ? The problem is not God. The problem is human beings. We haven't given our lives to Jesus Christ. We are still here and there. One leg in church, one leg in the court, society, one leg in the other side, and one leg in serving God. No, you don't serve God with double mind. A double-minded person cannot receive anything from God. That's what is what God says. A double-minded. When you are double-minded, you can't receive from God. But when you look unto Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith, and he gives your life to him to save you, to redeem you. The Lord Jesus coming to my heart. The other day we were talking about the thief on the cross. Jesus was crucified with two thieves on his side. Two thieves. One on the right-hand side, the other one on the left-hand side. And there was a conversation between him and the thief. They were conversing on the cross. And what was the conversation? They were saying to Jesus, since you are the Son of God, save yourself and save us. He wanted salvation now at this point. And as they were talking to Jesus, one of them was very, you know, sincere. He said, Lord, have mercy upon us. Save us, Lord, and deliver us. Then Jesus said, today you shall be with me in paradise. See? Just a simple discussion with Jesus. See, that's what it takes. See, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your trouble. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your trouble. Have a little talk with Jesus. See, you haven't talked with Jesus yet. And that's why nothing is happening yet. But when you talk, if you cast your cares upon Christ, for he cares for you. Cast your burdens, your problems, your troubles. Hand them over to the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer. And he's ready to help you. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus wants to give you rest from your fears and anxieties and your problems and your troubles. But you haven't called upon him. You call upon me in the days of trouble, and I will deliver thee, saith the Lord. Yes. So we're going to pray right now, and we're going to pray that the Lord Jesus Christ will have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and heal us in every area. You think that sickness and disease is the wound only. So Jesus entered the temple one day, and people were dancing and jumping up in the church, and Jesus looked at one of the women. The woman was very happy, singing and dancing. Then Jesus said, woman, thou art loosed from your infirmity. And the Bible said the woman was set free at the same hour. See? She was bound. She was bound by the spirit of infirmity. But when Jesus released that word, he was set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. See? And so when we say sick, oppressed, depressed, possessed, confused, the fear is even also a disease. We have the spirit of fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of boldness and of power and of a sound mind. See, all these are various forms in which people are sick. There is frustration, there is failure, there is barrenness, and backwardness, no breakthrough, no fruitfulness, no fertility. Everything is just bad. All these are various forms of sickness that people, but thank God for Jesus, the unchanging thing. He healed me in 1977 and brought me out of dead there, and I'm alive to declare the word of God. That same Jesus is alive today, he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's still healing people today, right now. Jesus is here, right now. Set you free. We're going to pray, and then Mama is going to take over. I want us to be in an attitude of prayer right now. Jesus is here right now.
Jesus is here
right now.
Adam, Oscar, Dramodim, Buskedemo.
Sickness and disease will not touch us. We are the Lord's anointed. Poverty will not touch us. Solve our problems, God. Help us solve all the problems,
Be rooted out in the name of Jesus. Lord God, not about anything, the wife of my children and the wife of my children in Jesus' name. Let the wife of my children be faithful, Lord God of heaven. Lord God, not about anything, the life of my wife, not about anything, the life of the wife of my children. In Jesus' name. Let them be faithful, Lord God of heaven, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Father, touch me, Lord God of heaven, in the name of God. I take God, lay your hand on my stomach, Lord God of heaven. Lay your hands on my heart, and give us in lay your hand on my skin. Lay your hand on my skin, to every part of my body. And lay your hands on them, and give us in lay your hands on my head, God Almighty, in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, they must stay there, they must stay there.
Touch our lives. Lord Jesus, touch everyone who has come into this service tonight. Touch that boy, Lord God. Touch that girl, Lord Jesus.
Touch my grandchildren in Jesus' name. Touch my grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Touch my grandchildren in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give you praise.
We give you honor.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Yes, yeah, so over to Mama to continue. When you finish, I'm going to come in for another couple of minutes. Mama, you have up to 30 to 35 minutes. Just feel free, let the Spirit of God use you. The name of Jesus. Over to you.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Brother, thank you. I give you glory. I give you honor. This is the month of February. Our mouths will be filled with praise of God. This February is a month of double honor, double power. The second month stands for double. Double power, double greatness, double anointing, double glory. And it's a month of love. Because February 14 is Valentine's Day. They celebrate it once a year, like Thanksgiving too, like Christmas. So February 14, every February 14, Valentine, a month of love. That is, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, where everybody will demonstrate love to each other. And we are told in Psalm 92, verse 1, that we should be praising the Lord and be thanking God, the Most High God. We should praise his name, and we should be thanking him. This new moon, that even we are alive to be among the living, we have to praise him. Our mouths shall be filled with praise. We praise the Almighty Father. We thank him for his loving kindness and for his unfailing promises in our life. We praise him for answering all our prayer when we call unto him. We praise him, for he says whenever we call unto him, he will answer us, he will listen to us.
Yes.
We must praise him that we have somebody that we call and he listens to us. He's not even tired of listening to us.
Yes.
We must show our gratitude. Our gratitude. We must be lifting up our hands and be praising him. Our mouth must be filled with praise of the Lord God Almighty.
Yes.
A heart of thanksgiving for all God has done for us, for his love, for his mercy, and for his faithfulness. Our praise must be a sweet savor. A savior unto him, because he is our God, and we must praise him. He's our God. We must exalt him. He's the glorious God. Our praise should be glorious. What do they mean when they say praise is glorious? Hey, Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Our praise must be glorious. He's a gracious Father. We must give him praise. Because we must give him praise for all his blessings in our life. He's a wonderful Lord. We must praise him. He's wonderful Lord. We must praise him. For forgiving all our sins, we must praise him for that. He's our Father. He's our Father. He's our Father. He's our friend. He's our confidant. He's our reliable Father. He's our friend. He's our friend. He's our friend. Confidant. That's why we must praise him. We must praise him for his ever-present help that has never failed us. He's our loving Father. He's the omnipotent God, the omnipresent God, the omniscient God. Omnipresent means he's present everywhere. Omniscient means he knows about everything. Omnipotent means he's all powerful. We must give him the praise because he's the one that strengthens us when our faith falters.
Yes.
Blessed be to his holy name. We must praise God because he empowers us through prayer, he empowers us through prayer and fasting.
Yes.
And we are safe in high places. We must praise God Almighty for empowering us to do exploits. He's our Lord. We must praise him. We must praise him for strengthening, from strengthening us to go to run through a troop and keep and be able to keep over a wall. We praise God Almighty for he is our maker. He's our maker. We praise him. We praise him for his faithfulness unto us. Through his loving kindness, we are part of the family. We praise God as a part of the family of God, not part of the family of the evil ones. We praise him for hidden, we are hidden in Christ Jesus, in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We praise him that he is our master, Jesus our master. We should praise him for the grace to obey him and show forth his love. Mm-hmm. This is month of love. is the month of God. If we read throughout the book of 1 John chapter 4 and 1 John chapter 5, we will see that we should praise God for his love for us and for we two loving people. If the ancient of this, we should praise him for the grace to trust him in all things. Trusting Jesus,
yes.
That is all. There is a very beautiful song that they sing that he seems so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take him as his word. Just to rest upon his promise. Just to say, Jesus, 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 how I trust you. I have put you over and over. Jesus, Jesus. Precious, oh, for grace to trust him more. I have learned to trust in Jesus. Blessed Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that art with me. Will be with me to the end. If you trust Jesus Christ, he will be with us to the end.
Man.
That's a very beautiful song with a lot of promises that gives one peace. Oh, you just trust him in all things. For you were God. God has been God before time. We should trust him. Glorious God.
Yes.
We should thank the glorious God for the opportunity to praise and worship him.
Yes.
Because that's the purpose we are created. We are created for the purpose of praising the Lord God Almighty. That's why we should be praising him. He's the glorious God, the creator of all. He created us. We must praise him. We must praise him because he changes from glory to glory. He's our glorious Father. We should praise him because he's the only one. He's the only true God. God manifests his glory in the life of men. The glory that is upon our life comes from God Almighty, loving and kind God. We should praise him. We should praise him for translating us from darkness unto light. All of us now, we are born again. The greatest thanksgiving in our life should be that we are born again.
Yes.
Because there is a lot of things associated with salvation, being born again. When we are born again, there is a shield upon our life. We should praise the Lord for lifting us up when we are down and forgiving us the seal. To mount up with wings and eagle. Faithful God, we should praise the faithful God for his faithfulness to us and for the strength of his faithfulness in our life.
Yes.
Our glorious God, we should thank him. We should praise him. For he is our reliable Father, our friend, and our confidant.
Yes.
Praise the Lord God Almighty for his promises that never to leave us nor forsake us. We are not alone in the journey of life. God is with us.
Amen.
God of wonders is the God we are praising. He is good. For your work is good. We thank you for your wonderful love. Wonderful love. This is the month of love. We should praise the dear Lord God Almighty for faith to believe that he never cast us out or neglect us.
Yes.
We should thank him for supplying all our needs. We supply our needs. That's what we should even praise him for. We should praise him for the grace and mercy we receive from him in time of need. We magnify him. We should praise our Father for determination to do his will. If the will of God is done in our life, we must be praising him. It's our Father God. We should praise him for his Son, Jesus Christ, who died so that we can live abundant life. Accept our thanks. We should praise the Lord God Almighty for Jesus Christ's sacrifice on Calvary, which cover all our transgression and sins. We bless his name. Mighty God, we praise you, for you have given all of us the privilege. You've given us the privilege to be shining light in this dark world. We should praise our God, for there is no one like him. There is no one like him, for he is forever. It is God that is forever, and it is God that hears our prayer. The one who makes impossibility to be possible for us. It's a dependable God who reigns in majesty beyond the galaxy. We should praise him for answering our prayer every day. We should praise the Lord God Almighty for leading us in the way, because he is the way. On a daily basis, we go out and come back so that we do not dash our foot against the stone. We should praise God, for he is a hiding place. A hiding place.
Yes. Yes.
And our life is hid in Christ God. Great and glorious God, we should praise him for the grace to do things for your glory alone. For you alone are God. And
yes.
We praise the Lord God Almighty for strength and patience during trials. And we should praise him for his spirit that refreshes us. With our Heavenly Father, we should praise him for he alone is holy and long-suffering. We should adore him, for he is eternal God. We should praise the Lord for a new creature in Christ. We should praise God that we are new creature in Christ. We are born again. If you are not born again, we cannot be on this phone line together. It's this salvation of ours that makes all of us to be calling upon the name of the Lord together.
Yes.
We should praise the Lord God Almighty for strength. We should praise him for strength when we are weary and tired. He's the one that strengthens us. He's the God of truth. We should praise him that strengthens us to walk when fear and doubt are faced us is glorified.
Yeah.
We should praise the Lord God Almighty for his promises that he will never cast us out, because he is our maker.
Yeah.
We should praise the Lord God that he is the great hearer of prayer, and we should praise the servant of the Lord God Almighty for his takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. We that are his servants, we should thank him for being interested in our prosperity. And his promises that touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm.
Yes.
It's a great thanksgiving one can ever give. Then I remember that I'm a servant of God. I'm not afraid because of that word. that says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. It gives me a lot of peace and faith.
Yeah.
Great, mighty, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient God. We should praise him because he's from everlasting to everlasting. We should thank him greatly for our prayers and our progress. We should praise the Lord God Almighty in his sanctuary, in the firmament of his power. We should praise him for his mighty hands. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Amen.
In the gracious name of Jesus Christ, we give thanks and praise you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. Yes. So we're going to pray. Let us pray. Everybody pray. Abraham, Pastor Aboye, if you want to call him, you can call him. The number 515-602-9535. Pastor Aboye, all the way from Nigeria, is joining us. He wants to join us. You can call the number 515-602-9535. Yes, call him. Call him and join us. Yes. So let us pray now about the message we have just had. Let us pray in the name of Jesus.
To say with the heart of God, the Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. Thank you for not letting me be disgraced and put to shame. In life, we love God of heaven, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for
let the blood of Jesus
servant,
destroy all
interested in
your
prosperity.
Thank
you, God, thank you for preparing my teaching this evening. It will be glory forever in Jesus' name. Mighty God, you are highly glorified. All glory and honor, all majesty belongs unto you, God of heaven, in
Jesus'
name. Oh, my God, you are great. You are wonderful. You are wonderful, God. My glorious God, my Father.
In the name
then
of Jesus,
my Father, my
blessed,
confident, my friend, my wonderful Lord. I thank you, God. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you are doing in my life. And thank you for what you are doing in the life of my children and my entire family in Jesus' name. Thank you for your blessed Lord, the Lord, Satan, to preserve over my life and the life of my children.
Blood of Jesus.
No family. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for many things you have done. I'm grateful. Oh, Lord, I'm grateful, God. I'm grateful, oh, Lord. All you have done for me. I'm grateful, oh, Lord. Thanks, thanks, I give you thanks for all you have done. I am so glad, I so content. Oh Lord, I give you thanks. I give you glory, Lord. Oh, I give you glory, Lord. I give you glory, Lord. Hallelujah, yeah.
You
deserve
the glory.
Hallelujah. You are Jesus,
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, now I got a relief to touch the topic for today, touch not the Lord's anointed. And the mama also touched some part of it. You also touched it too. You find that in Psalm 105, verse 15 to 17. Psalm 105, verse 15 to 17. Touch not the Lord's anointed, and do my prophet no harm. In fact, that statement is made two times in the Bible. The first time was made in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 22. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Verse 22, and then it's repeated again in Psalm 105, verse 15 to 17. Touch not the Lord's anointed, and do my prophet no harm. It's a law, it's a rule that God placed. So these are my people going through the wilderness, going to the promised land. I don't want any of these hidden nations to touch them or hurt them. I don't want any of these hidden kings and all these people. You don't touch my anointed. Let them go through your land and go to the land of promise where I have sent them. So it's a spiritual law we got put there. Touch not the servants of God, the ministers of God. Some people, they enjoy hurting servants of God. And I tell you, it's very dangerous. Because if you read through the Bible, anybody who does that regrets it. You know, when they insulted Moses and insulted Moses, God opened the ground and all the people fell in there and died. You know, some people went and mocked Prophet Elijah. They went to mock Prophet Elijah. And the animals came from the bush and ate those people up. You know, some people came, they said they want to arrest Prophet Elijah. Fire came from heaven and consumed them. See, you don't touch the Lord's anointed. It's very dangerous. Bible says God maketh his ministers flaming fire. God maketh his ministers flaming fire. You don't touch the Lord's anointed. As I look at the media, I see people, they go and criticize others of God, you know, frame them up, send lies against them, do all kinds of things. And even in the air, let God correct them. You are not the one to correct them. You know, a whole King David. David was telling King Saul, he says, you are the Lord, I'm not going to kill you because I have no right to do that. You are the Lord's anointed.
Yes.
It's not me to kill the Lord's anointed. See? The fear of God must be in the heart of the people of this generation. The devil is making you go to not to fear the servants of God. You no longer fear. You don't fear. In the days of Apostle Peter and James, we were sitting in the temple. And Ananias and Sapphira came to lie in the house of apostles. Peter and James, you know, they were walking with God. Ananias and Sapphira, Acts of Apostles chapter 5. Ananias and Sapphira, they don't fear. They came to lie to the man of God. They say, we don't have anything. We don't have. See, they came to lie. And God knew them. And they died untimely and went to untimely grave. See, you don't touch the Lord's anointing. See, people go around toiling with servants of God. It's very dangerous when you do things like that. Because we carry covenant. We carry grace. We carry anointing. And these anointings, some of them are very dangerous anointings that if you go and make a mistake, go and touch the Lord's anointed, it's very dangerous, very deadly. You know? People have to repent of those things. So if it's a spiritual law, touch not the Lord's anointed and do my prophet no harm. God put that law there. You know? So tonight we're going to pray. God help us not to touch your anointed. We touch the Lord's anointed. We should honor the Lord's anointed. We should bless the Lord's anointed. We should encourage the Lord's anointed. We are not supposed to hurt the Lord's anointed. To do that is very dangerous when you do that. You know. So let's repent of that very quickly. And then we shall do the anointing. You have the anointing oil. Yeah. Wherever you are joining us in this service, right now, we are 8,000 people in this service. 8,000 people are in this service. Wherever you are in any part of the world joining us in this service, I want you to take your anointing oil. Yeah, if you have it on you, or you can do that any other time. And I want you to anoint yourself, because look at the topic of today, touch not the Lord's anointing. Once we are the Lord's anointed, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that arises against us in judgment is already condemned. Don't touch the Lord's anointing. You know? So we are going to receive the anointing right now. By the anointing,
It's not by might. Blessed alone.
Yes, Lord, we receive your anointing tonight. God anoint us. We are the Lord's anointed. Yes, we are the Lord's anointed. Touch not the Lord's anointed. And do my prophet no harm. Yes, as many that are joining us in service, God is putting his anointing on you. Yes, in the name of Jesus, touch not the Lord's anointed, and do my prophet no harm, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, touch not the Lord's anointed, and do my prophet no harm. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every time that I
life is against us and judgment is condemned in Jesus'
name.
Touch me not in the name of Jesus and the anointed of God Almighty.
We are the Lord,
and no harm shall be done unto me and my children and grandchildren.
And
the
one born
the Lord for my children. No harm shall be done unto me. No harm shall be done unto me. And the servant of God Almighty in Jesus'
name.
And the first by God Almighty in Jesus' name. My children and grandchildren in Jesus' name.
We thank you for all that you have done. We give you glory, honor, and adoration. Cover with the blood of Jesus.
Lord,
God,
the blood
of our labor, we possess our possession. Satan, lose your grip and go from everything that belongs to us. In the name of Jesus. Yes, it's the Lord.
Amen.
And his fullness thereof. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord.
Amen.
For blessing us tonight. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Yes, we thank every one of you for joining this service. Well, tomorrow night we're going to have another session by 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want us to come together again Please forward these messages to everyone you know. Email it, text it, tweet it out, share it, and let it go viral and bless the nations of the world. These are not you, but it's that I and all our team, Honorable Lady Evangelist Elisha Lawa, with all of you, wish you God's speed, long life, and prosperity.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray the grace. May the grace
of
our
Lord,
Jesus
Christ,
the
love,
the love
of
God,
and the sweet fellowship
of
the Holy
Spirit,
be with us
now,
forevermore.
And forevermore.
Amen.
Amen.
May the holy goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
Shalom.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
My love to mommy.
Yes.
That's my greater.
I think of.
Yes.